not give any indication of his nerves.
Not Amelia. Logan lazily pushed off the wall and took a step forward.
When he was in the room, he turned to shut and lock the door, and that was when Tate decided he needed to get the fuck up. Logan behind a shut door meant a Logan who had no boundaries, and Tate had already met and given in to that guy once today.
No need for a repeat,
Tate again reminded himself for good measure.
Going somewhere?
He asked Tate impertinently.
Open the door.
Tate hated the familiarity of Logan's lip as it curled at him. He hated it, and at the same time, he was fascinated by it. Then, the arrogant ass told him,
You open the door.
To do that, Tate would need to get close to him, and Logan knew it. So instead, Tate crossed his arms stubbornly.
Okay, now that we have that sorted out, how long is your break?
I'm not spending my break talking to you,
Tate replied peevishly. Logan walked farther into the room while giving him such a thorough once-over that Tate could swear he felt it as effectively as the man's hands.
Why? Would you rather spend it doing something else?
Logan could see the conflict and curiosity swirling in the man staring back at him. He could tell Tate was confused by the feelings he was experiencing, and he knew Tate was feeling them because Logan had deliberately looked to find out. Just as he was, Tate was hard as a fucking rock. It was actually unlike him not to push that knowledge in his favor, but Logan figured that wouldn't be an issue in around 10 seconds. The room was practically vibrating with sexual tension and a whole fuckload of testosterone.
What do you expect my answer to be, Logan? Please suck my dick?
Now there's an idea. Best not to get ahead of myself, though. I want you to tell me the truth.
For once, Logan meant it.
The truth?
Tate asked. Logan moved then, across the room until he was in front of the other man, where he repeated,
The truth. Did you enjoy what happened this morning? It's as simple and as easy as that.
Really?
It's that simple. That easy. Tate questioned in a tone indicating that he thought Logan was certifiable. Refusing to give an inch now that Tate was talking, Logan gave a slight nod of his head.
No one in this room is going to judge whatever comes out of your mouth. So, tell me the truth.
Tate clenched his jaw, and almost as if he had given himself permission, he explained.
Did I like it?
Yes.
Do I understand it?
No, I fucking don't. That was all he'd been waiting for. Logan took the final step to bring him close enough to smell Tate's cologne, and the guy smelled amazing.
Do you need to understand it to know that it felt good?
Logan raised his hand to touch Tate's arm, testing the hard, lean muscle.
Do you want to do it again?
Logan kept watchful eyes on the man coming to terms with all of his decisions today. And when Tate's hand came up to grip his own, Logan waited.
It's like you expect me to flip a switch and just accept that everything I ever believed about myself has changed, and that I should be okay with that. Do you know how insane that is?
I do. But do you know what else is insane?
What?
That you still haven't told me no.
He's right.
Tate stared at Logan, who was still holding his arm.
What do I need to get you into my bed?
Logan asked boldly. Tate couldn't help the laugh escaping his mouth at Logan's directness.
A vagina?
He raised a brow at the man. Releasing his arm, Logan took a step back and removed his cell phone from his pocket. He dialed a number and placed the phone to his ear.
Hi, hon. He then met Tate's eyes and smirked as he mouthed, "A vagina I can get."
"Hang up," Tate demanded through clenched teeth.
Logan shook his head, trying not to laugh.
"Logan, hang up."
Pulling the phone away from his ear, he pressed it to his chest. "Why? I thought you wanted a vagina."
Tate took a step that put him as close to Logan as he could get without touching. "Hang up."
Very slowly, Logan did as asked. He slid the phone down his chest and placed it in his pocket. "But you said..."
"I know what I said,"
Tate told him in a clipped tone. "Then what's the problem?" Tate was trying to think of one, but all he managed was,
"I don't fucking share,"
as he reached out to Logan. This time, there was no mistaking what he wanted, as Tate gave in to his curiosity and took Logan's mouth with his own. Damn. When did I lose the firm grip I had on this game? Logan thought in the back of his mind. He was always the one in charge. Always the one who made the moves. Came on strong and got off stronger. That was not the case this time. As Tate's mouth dominated his, it was all Logan could do not to beg the guy for more. Just as that thought left his mind, Tate's body swayed from his. Not wanting the man to go anywhere, Logan smoothed his hands under the brown curls and held on. There was no need to worry, though. Tate merely angled his head for a better connection and then slid his tongue across Logan's lower lip. Not even thinking twice, Logan opened for him and groaned when he felt teeth scrape his bottom lip in a rough caress. Just like this morning.
"You like that,"
Tate stated against his mouth, experimenting. Logan thought it was a fucking miracle he didn't come right then. "I do," he managed. "I like it harder, too." Tate's lips curved against his own, and Logan clutched the back of his neck, trying to get him to move again.
"Does every word that comes out of your mouth have to do with sex?"
Logan smirked against Tate's mouth. "Usually 80-20, but with you, it seems more 98-2. As the words rolled off Logan's tongue, Tate's palm moved across his cheek and into his hair as if he was testing all the new textures and how far he wanted to go.
"And the other two?"
Tate's warm breath brushed over Logan's lips. "I'm supposed to fucking think? The other two I have spent trying to convince you." When Tate... yes, sexy as hell Tate, slowly slid his tongue out and traced it along Logan's top lip, sampling him as if for the first time, Logan gave a throaty moan.
"And do you think I'm convinced?"
Logan wasn't sure if Tate was convinced, but his cock sure hoped so. "I think you're getting there."
"And when I do, what happens to the 2%? More sex?"
Logan couldn't believe he was being so compliant. It was completely unlike him. But he knew if they were going to move forward, it ultimately had to be Tate's move. That didn't, however, mean he had to be idle. So, he decided. What the hell? Taking his free hand, Logan slid it around Tate's waist and pulled him hard, bringing him in as close as he could get him. This time, Tate grunted, losing a little of the control he'd managed to hold on to.
"I think when you get there, you'll never want to leave. One thing about guys, we like sex." "How long has it been, Tate?" "I'll give you the best sex you've ever had."
With what sounded like a frustrated growl, Tate twisted the hand in Logan's hair and brought an end to the talking. Tate pushed his tongue between his lips, and Logan's whole body shuddered in response. Their tongues tangled, and while in the wet heat of Tate's mouth, Logan thought of how he'd love to shove his cock between those perfect lips. He didn't know when Tate had decided to let down his barriers, but Logan wasn't about to stop and ask. Moving the hand he had on Tate's waist, Logan slid it down over the snug black pants to grip his ass, pushing their hips together. Nothing could conceal the stiff shaft throbbing up against him now, and he couldn't help but grind against Tate, letting him know he felt it, and showing him that he was just as aroused. When Logan heard a low rumble from the chest pressed firmly against his own, a thrill skated down his spine, and as Tate removed his hand from Logan's hair and gripped his jacket, Logan thought it was all over. This moment of sexual perfection is about to end. I knew it was too fucking good to be true. But instead of stopping, Tate's fingers tightened around the material. Testing the truth in Logan's words, he bit Logan's lip hard enough to almost bring him to his knees before tugging on his bottom lip and pulling away.
What the hell have you done to me?
Logan pressed himself harder against the man, driving him crazy.
I have no clue, but I'll be the first to say, I'm glad for whatever it is.
Tate shook his head.
I don't know if I can go any further than this. It's all so.
Grabbing Tate's ass in both hands this time, Logan thrust his hips against him.
This doesn't feel good to you?
Tate closed his eyes and tipped his head back, exposing the Adam's apple that Logan really wanted to lick.
I think it's obvious how good it feels, Logan.
Sensing the moment was over, Logan removed his hands and took a step back, trying to resist the urge to manhandle Tate down onto the couch and say, to hell with it all.
What's the biggest problem for you?
Tate crossed his arms as though he didn't trust himself.
You're a guy, Logan. Pretty big problem.
Why?
Because I like women.
Logan shook his head calmly. Do you know how ridiculous that sounds? Especially when you have plenty of evidence to the contrary.
Thank you for pointing out the obvious, counselor.
Logan shrugged, deciding now was the time to leave. Before things turned to shit. Before they got into an argument.
Give him time to digest.
Okay. I'm going to go. Logan walked back to the locked door. But before he left, he had one more thing that needed to be out in the air between them.
Tate?
Tate's stare met his own. This
changes things.
If you think I'm going to walk out of here and you'll conveniently forget about what happened, you should think again. This wasn't a fluke, no matter how much you try to pretend. You wanted it as much as I did. And you should remember that tonight when you jerk off, thinking about my tongue in your mouth, Logan said, using a tone more serious than even he knew he was capable of. Satisfied that he'd said everything he wanted to, Logan turned, unlocked the door, and left, wondering where this thing, whatever it was, would inevitably go. Chapter 8. The red glare of Tate's digital readout shined brightly on him as he lay in bed, staring at the ceiling.
It might as well be a fucking spotlight.
He placed an arm across his eyes. With a lone sheet across his waist, he tried to relax, but it was no use. He was agitated and restless. Tonight had not gone according to plan, which was to ignore Logan at all costs.
No. Instead, I kissed the bastard until I gave myself a major hard-on.
Gnashing his teeth together, he tried to ignore the fact that the stiff cock in question had reappeared at the memory of it, just like Logan had said it would. There was nothing more infuriating than knowing the cause of his sexual frustration was also the cause of a whole lot of self-doubt. This was a time in his life when he was single. If he wanted to go and sleep with 24 women, he could. But no. His erection was fixated on a guy.
an extremely hot guy, but a man just the same. With his black hair and eyes, which were insanely blue, Logan was undeniably sexy. Tate wasn't sure why, but he also found it exciting that Logan was taller than him. When they'd argued and he had Logan's back up against the wall, Tate had felt alive for the first time in months. Not to mention he'd been extremely aroused. It was as if arguing with Logan and gaining the upper hand had somehow put Tate in control to do whatever he wanted.
Which is what, exactly? What do I want?
Tate knew it would be different if he had no reaction to Logan at all and could just brush him off. But ultimately, he kept coming back to his all-around curiosity with Logan Mitchell. He couldn't deny it. It was there. And even more disquieting was his fascination with the man's smart-tongued mouth. Logan's lips were...
Go on. Admit it.
Biteable. And he had licked them at every opportunity he got, making Tate hyper-aware of them. The bottom was much fuller than the top, and although Tate would have thought a man's mouth should be hard, Logan's was soft.
Soft, malleable, and yes, very fucking biteable.
Damn. Tate rolled over to look at the time. 3:15 in the morning.
Great. Just great.
He noticed, sitting by his clock, his cell phone, and he reached out to pick it up. Switching it on, he scrolled through to the call from Mitchell and Madison and wondered if the number was from the office. Placing the phone on his bare chest, he thought about it for a few minutes and then...
Fuck it.
He dialed the number. He was all ready to leave a message on Logan's office voicemail, preparing to tell him not to come by the bar anymore, when the phone connected. Logan's phone vibrated loudly on the wooden side table by his bed. It wasn't like it had awoken him. He'd just been lying there, staring at the ceiling and thinking about Tate.
Jesus, this early in the morning?
He really hoped it wasn't a client that needed him for some urgent matter. Rolling over to his side, he scooted up from beneath the covers and snagged the cell. Swiping the screen to accept the call, he lifted it to his ear and managed a sleepy,
Logan here.
Silence. Pulling the phone away, he leaned to his side and glanced at the number on his screen, seeing a name displayed across the top that he'd programmed in earlier yesterday. It was a name that immediately had him waking all the way up.
Tate?
Logan's heart started to pound, almost as hard as his now rapidly swelling erection.
I know it's you. You might as well talk to me.
He pushed, not wanting Tate to hang up without saying what he'd called for.
I thought you'd be asleep, and I could leave a message.
Logan shifted back against the mattress and down in between his sheets, enjoying the sound of Tate's voice when it finally came through the phone.
Well, this is my office number. Calls get routed for clients.
He was trying to keep things neutral and easy, wanting to do anything to keep Tate talking.
Oh, was all he got in response.
Running a hand across his chest, Logan massaged his shoulder and waited, wondering what the hell he should say next. After all, the likelihood of why Tate was calling this early probably wasn't good, but shit, someone had to say something.
So, you were going to leave me a message?
More silence. At 3 in the morning? Still, complete silence. Well, almost. Logan was sure he could hear Tate breathing softly. You going to say something? Or do you want me to do all the talking?
because we both know the direction I'll take this, especially since I'm lying here and—
I was calling to tell you not to come back to the bar anymore.
Logan didn't know why, but that comment actually hurt. I see.
The silence at the other end was starting to irritate him now, so Logan decided to stop playing neutral, decided to stop playing easy.
And why's that, Tate? Because I've made you think about things you don't want to?
Finally, that seemed to penetrate Tate's silent self-intervention.
No. Christ, you're arrogant, he announced in an annoyed rush of air. Because you're making my fucking head hurt. You never take no for an answer, and you don't take a fucking hint.
Logan laughed with disdain as he imagined a frustrated Tate running a hand through his hair.
I might have taken no for an answer, if you ever said it.
I did say it, Tate's voice boomed through the phone. And I also told you very clearly that I am straight.
Anger was definitely riding the man, but it seemed mixed with something more. Something that hadn't made him hang up the phone yet.
Yeah, I remember that too. It must have been before you kissed me and changed your fucking mind.
From the other end of the line, he heard a loud growl. Then Tate spat out,
You're impossible, you know that? Do I need to quit my job? You'd really make me do that?
I'm not making you do anything. I'm not even making you talk to me right now, he pointed out before adding. But you're still here.
The muted seconds following that particular observation were almost tangible. Logan knew whatever happened next. Whatever was to be said had to be from Tate.
I don't know what you expect from me.
Logan didn't even realize he'd been holding his breath until that confession hit his ear, and he let it out in a rush. I don't expect anything. He thought that was a pretty basic response. He didn't have any expectations. He never did since a certain person had crushed all of his. Tate didn't give him time to dwell on that, though, as he interrupted his thoughts.
And that's just another part of this whole mess, isn't it?
What is?
Logan asked, even though he was positive he didn't want to hear the answer.
You can't even decide what gender you want to screw this month. Yet I'm supposed to pick you. What kind of joke is that, Logan?
Let's see. First, there was Jess, whoever the hell that is.
Then apparently everyone I work with, not to mention Amelia's invite. Is there anyone you don't want?
Okay, so the guy has a point, but... Then why are we still talking?
Logan expected to hear a click and then nothing. But instead he got...
Because I can't seem to get you out of my fucking head.
And that is all I needed to hear.
Tate was breathing hard at this point, feeling extremely disconcerted about everything that had been said and the fact that he was also turned on from listening to Logan's voice.
Tate?
Tate clamped his eyes shut.
What?
Talk to me. Stop thinking for a minute about what you believe is right and wrong. Just talk to me, like you would anyone else.
Laughing derisively, Tate shook his head at no one.
But... That's the problem, isn't it, Logan? You're not just anyone. And I have to consider everything that comes out of my mouth.
Why?
Why?
Tate repeated back in disbelief.
Yes. Why? Just say what you want to say, and if you want to be inappropriate at any time, I'm okay with that too.
Tate relaxed a little.
See?
What? Don't act like you don't want to flirt with me. You do it with all your customers. I've watched you.
You do too.
Tate realized too late what he'd just given away. Logan, of course, didn't miss it.
And you know that because you watch me too, don't you?
In the darkness of his room,
Tate decided to do exactly what Logan had suggested, and say what he was thinking. It wasn't like the guy was here in the bedroom with him. He couldn't reach out and touch him.
"Yes, I do,"
he finally admitted to Logan and himself. After no response, he added,
"Watch you.
What if I told you you could ask me anything right now and I would answer you? I'm open to all questions. Would you ask me what's on your mind?" The tone in Logan's voice matched the serious tone Tate had heard earlier in the break room, and Tate discovered that he wanted to ask a million questions. He just had no clue where to start.
"Jesus, I don't know. This whole conversation is so far from normal that I don't even know where I'd begin."
Tate heard rustling at the other end and blurted out,
"You're in bed?"
Logan's chuckle came through the phone, and immediately, Tate felt foolish. Yeah. At almost 3:30 in the morning, I'm generally in bed. Aren't you?"
"Of course," Tate mumbled, and then had a horrible thought. "Alone?"
"Yes," Logan laughed louder this time. "In a cold bed, all alone, after someone got me all hot and horny this afternoon. It was a sad night, crawling between my sheets." Tate moved down his own bed until he was flat on his back and staring at the ceiling again.
"I really got you hot and..."
"Horny?" Logan filled in the word.
"Yes."
"Tate, you got me so hard this afternoon, I could have pounded a nail through a 2x4.
"And that's not normal for you?"
Tate couldn't believe what he'd asked. "I sound ridiculous." "Well, I'm a guy. It's not like an erection is difficult to get. I just need to think about your hair and I get hard as a rock."
"My hair?"
That was the last thing Tate had expected. "Yes, your sexy fucking hair. Are you kidding me? The curls." Logan groaned out loud. "Tate, they're... just trust me."
"Okay."
"Smart move." Tate's breathing became more labored as his heart continued to beat rapidly in his chest. He thought about everything he wanted to ask and then decided to just dive in.
"It's not like anyone is here to hear me."
Hesitantly, he pushed forward.
"What else do you like about me?"
"Like? That's not the right word."
"Then what word would you use?"
"What else turns me on about you?" Logan suggested. Nodding absently, Tate held his breath for whatever was about to be said. Then Logan answered with, "Everything."
"Huh?"
That wasn't what he'd expected to hear, and Tate was disappointed.
"That's it?"
"What do you mean? That's everything," Logan told him in a tone dripping with devilry. "Oh, you want details?" Tate remained silent as Logan made fun of him, and clear as a picture, he had an image of the man in his head with his sly, smirking mouth.
"You already knew that, didn't you?"
"Yes," Logan confessed unapologetically. "But I wanted you to ask."
"To torment me?"
"No. To torment myself. Don't underestimate the power of a good tease. Aren't you lying there right now, dying to know what it is about you that turns me on?"
"I don't know about dying, but I'm curious."
"Your throat," Logan surprised him again.
"My throat?"
"Yes. It's thick, tanned, and strong. Your Adam's apple protrudes, and it moves when you swallow, especially when you're nervous. I want to lick it." Tate's cock responded immediately to the way Logan's tongue delivered the word lick, and he swore he could feel it against his throat, as if the man had done what he'd suggested. "Your hair, which I already told you. I like that it's a little long, and that I could really tug on it when you were wrestling me up against the wall. Lowering his voice until it sounded like he was whispering directly into Tate's ear, Logan finished with, "And let's not forget all your lean muscles pushing me against that wall. I would kill to see them naked. Fuck, Tate. Everything about you turns me on. Just thinking about it right now, I might actually pass out from the lack of blood flow to my head." A smug-ass grin stretched across Tate's mouth at the frustration in Logan's voice, and before he knew it, Tate was asking,
"So, are you turned on now?"
"Fuck, yes I am," Logan wanted to say, but just to be sure, he clarified. "Are you asking me if I'm hard right now?" Logan wasn't sure he'd get a response, but he did.
"Yes."
"Then yes, I am very turned on right now." He paused. "Are you?"
"Turned on?"
Logan smiled into the darkness. That was the question. He wondered if he would get anger or truth.
"Yes, I'm turned on. I've been hard since you picked up the phone."
Logan closed his eyes, and this time, he let an unmistakable full groan escape his mouth as he pressed his head back into the pillow. He barely managed to keep his free hand above the covers as he imagined Tate lying in bed, talking to him, with an erection.
"I was thinking about your mouth before I called you," Tate continued, just to further torment him.
"And you think I fight dirty?" Tate immediately backtracked.
"I shouldn't have said that."
"You can say whatever the fuck you want to, but be prepared for what comes after comments like that."
"Pun intended." "Such as?"
"Such as me wanting to know more. And by more, I mean details, Tate. Tell me what you were thinking about my mouth."
Deciding there was no harm in it, Logan pressed his palm to the sheet currently draped across his arousal and waited to hear what words would come from the inquisitive man at the other end of the phone.
"I was thinking about how soft it is, even though I expected it to be
hard," Logan added. "Like that's a word I can forget right now."
"Yes. I expected your lips to be hard, but they're soft and big. Your bottom lip is bigger than your top."
Logan licked the lip under discussion, remembering the way Tate had bit it yesterday, as he palmed the steel rod under his sheet. "Do you like it?"
"Yes."
"Does it turn you on?" Logan waited for and got Tate's ragged confession.
"Yes."
"Are you touching yourself, Tate?" Silence. And then, truth.
"Yes."
Tate cupped his throbbing shaft and arched up into his hand as he gave the admission over to Logan. "Above the sheet?" he barely heard Logan ask. Tate looked down to where he'd kicked the sheet from his body.
"No sheet."
"Christ. At least tell me you're wearing something." It was almost comical. The more agitated Logan was, the more comfortable Tate became. It was as if the other man's loss of control gave Tate some kind of power, and the sexual high he got from it was intoxicating. It was so intoxicating that Tate found himself sliding further into the feeling.
"I'm wearing something."
"Oh, look who's being a tease now. So, you're killing me here. You know that, right? What are you wearing?" Tate looked down at his gray boxers and the hand he was using to stroke himself.
"Boxers."
Immediately, Logan fired back. "Cotton?" Tate ran his palm back up against the fabric under his hand.
"Yes."
Tight or loose?
Tightish, but tighter than usual right now.
Oh, fuck you, Logan complained like he was in agony. Tate couldn't help the throaty chuckle that came from him, surprised to find he was enjoying the hell out of himself.
You? He asked, picturing Logan lying in the same position he was in.
I have a sheet over me, Logan informed him sensually.
See, this isn't so bad. I can do phone sex.
Hang on.
Phone sex?
Stop thinking.
It feels good, right? Go with it.
And what are you wearing? Tate pressed, interested in the picture he could conjure up in his head.
A sheet is all that I'm wearing.
Tate didn't mean to, but as soon as the image was relayed and imprinted in his mind, his fingers curled around his cock and pulled roughly as he released a guttural sound and arched up hard into his palm.
That sounded fucking good.
Logan's rumble met his ear, somehow breaking through the red haze of lust currently swirling all around Tate.
So, you like the idea of me lying here, naked and turned on, touching myself while you're talking to me?
Oh, God.
Tate thrust his hips up again.
Spit on your palm, Tate. Get it wet. Do whatever you have to. Then slide it back inside your boxers and touch yourself, just like I am.
Tate lifted his palm, spit into his hand, and then, without a second thought, he pulled the boxes away and watched his erection spring free, pointing guiltily toward him.
Wrap your fingers around yourself, and when you do, I want to hear you.
Feeling as though his heart was about to fly right out of his chest, Tate gripped his shaft. He couldn't have held back the raw noise ripping from his throat, even if Logan hadn't told him he wanted to hear it.
Yes, Logan hissed.
Tate knew that he, too, was fisting his cock at the other end of the phone.
Tell me how it feels, Logan demanded bluntly.
The first word out of Tate's mouth was,
hard.
I fucking hope so.
Logan gave a strained laugh.
Hot.
It's so hot in my palm.
And throbbing. I don't think I've ever been this fucking hard in my life.
Jesus, Tate, Logan cursed. What else? What do you look like?
You mean my cock?
Yes. You cut? Uncut? Veiny? Long? Describe it to me.
Well, that was something Tate had never done. But eager to keep Logan talking and for him to continue feeling this way, Tate did as asked.
Cut, and I'd say average size, long.
Don't be a pussy, Tate. Give me an approximate length.
Tate laughed, barely, at Logan's put-out tone.
Okay. I'd guess approximately 7 inches, maybe a little more.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Liking the strain he'd heard behind each cursed word, Tate really started to work his length. Logan's breathing became heavier in his ear, and suddenly, Tate couldn't shut his damn mouth.
It feels like I could fuck for hours. I'm so turned on. I swear, every time you groan or curse in my ear, it makes me even harder, if that's physically possible.
Logan's breath rushed out and into the phone, sliding through Tate's ear, and he could have sworn it was like the man was lying in the bed beside him.
It's insane how slick my cock is,
Tate muttered absently as he spread pre-cum over the swollen head.
I'm so close to coming. I don't think I can stop myself.
Finally, Logan seemed to find his tongue.
Then stop fucking teasing me and come. I'm about to, and I want to hear you when I do.
As though Tate had been waiting for permission,
He clamped his fist around his agitated shaft and listened to the huffed groan at the other end of the phone, as though Logan had finally given himself permission too. Like two marathon runners sprinting toward the finish line, there was nothing but gasping breaths, grunts of mutual pleasure, and right when Tate thought he couldn't feel any fucking better, he heard Logan shout out his name, and that was it. With a snap of his hips, Tate pushed up and moaned loudly as he came all over his taut stomach in a rush unlike any he'd felt for years. Breathing harshly, Tate looked down at the sticky mess he'd made as everything came crashing in on him. He just had phone sex with Logan, and he fucking loved it. His right hand was still holding the cell to his ear, and Tate could hear similar breathing to his own through the line.
You alive?
Tate didn't know what else to say. He had no idea what guys said to one another after this sort of shit.
I think so.
Holy shit, Tate. Tate didn't know why, but the awe in those three words made him proud.
Yeah?
Hell yeah. After some movement on his end, Logan asked.
You? Yeah.
That was as much as Tate could admit, and then he laughed.
Definitely, yes.
And? Feel better? Tate could hear the smug tone, but he decided to finally give the guy a break.
I feel fucking fantastic.
The satisfied sound coming through the phone made Tate happy that he'd told the truth.
Tate?
Logan asked of him.
Yes.
It's going to be even better in person. As Tate swallowed, he was aware for the first time of his Adam's apple bobbing in his throat.
It can't be at the bar.
Logan laughed loudly, and Tate actually looked around his empty room as though he'd been caught jerking off.
Well, I wasn't thinking of doing this at the bar. Kind of unhygienic.
Tate wasn't so sure.
He knew Logan liked taking opportunities whenever he could get them. And Tate needed to be crystal clear that this, whatever this was going to be, needed to remain separate from work.
Okay. Well, you need to leave me alone at work if you want me to.
To, Logan urged.
To try this in person.
This time, instead of the silence coming from Tate's end, Logan seemed to be waiting for him.
That is what you want, right?
Tate started to slightly panic, thinking that maybe he'd misread everything.
Are you messing with me, Tate?
Logan demanded. Voice serious, tone flat.
No, he answered, and quickly added, I don't think so. I need to know what this is, whatever it is, and the only way I am going to do that is to do what you said and try it out.
Wow. Tate felt his chest shake as a laugh came free.
I've shocked you?
You've almost killed me. Twice tonight. Tate licked his lips.
I want to talk to you about this first, though. Somewhere private. I have questions and things I need to know before.
Yeah, okay, whatever. You just say when.
Tate thought about it for a moment and decided he wanted some time to think this all through before he went ahead with it.
How about Sunday night? I can be there by 9.
There was a pause before Logan's voice came through from the other end.
Okay. And until then?
Until then? Let me think about this some more.
What if you change your mind?
This time, Tate felt a genuine smile hit his lips as he told Logan sincerely,
I won't change my mind about meeting up with you.
But maybe about the other?
Tate couldn't make any promises, so he decided to be candid. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But Sunday works best for me. Logan let out a long sigh. Okay, Sunday it is. Just before Tate was about to say goodnight, he requested one last thing.
Oh, and Logan?
Yes? Keep your zipper closed until then, huh? Logan groaned. Okay, but I won't be held responsible for what happens to it on Sunday. Tate decided to end with a tease.
Why the hell not at this stage? No. I will be.
Chapter 9. Sunday morning. Tate was at church from 9 until approximately 10:30. By noon, he was seated at his mother's kitchen table right alongside his sister, Jill, and her husband, Sam, for lunch until 2:30. It wasn't as though he was consciously watching the clock, but he couldn't seem to drag his eyes away from it. It was around that time he excused himself and rode home to sit in his crappy apartment and further contemplate everything he'd been thinking about since he woke up this morning. Now, here it was, Sunday night, and he was standing in front of Logan's condo door after traveling up the elevator at exactly 9:15. Tate had never been so aware of a timeline in his life, but as he stood, 22 stories high, he tightened his fingers around his motorcycle helmet and counted back from 30. For the last couple of days, Tate had thought about nothing except what would happen right here, this minute. And now that the time had come, he still had no idea what that was going to be. Tate was about to lift his hand to knock on the door when he felt his phone buzz in his pocket. Shuffling the helmet to his other hand, he pushed his left into his jeans and pulled out the cell. A smirk crossed his mouth at the name currently flashing on his screen. Logan, whose personal number he now had as of a day ago. Bringing it to his ear, Tate answered.
Impatient much?
I buzzed you up over 10 minutes ago. I'm just making sure the elevator didn't get stuck.
It didn't.
There was a pause that didn't help Tate with his indecision. Then Logan asked.
Where are you, Tate?
Tate bumped the helmet against his thigh.
Standing at your door.
He could hear shuffling through the phone and presumed Logan was moving closer to open it.
And how does it look from out there? I always thought it was pretty boring. Cream paint, doorknob, standard black peephole to look at strange men lurking in front of my place.
Tate felt the corner of his mouth tilt up.
I'm not lurking.
But you've been standing there for the last
5 minutes, Tate supplied.
Ah. And?
Closing his eyes, Tate tried to think of a response.
You sure you're ready for me to open the door, Tate?
Biting his lip, Tate nodded silently, hearing the underlying message in Logan's words, and he was surprised when Logan murmured,
Good thing for the people.
As the phone disconnected, Tate heard a chain rattle and a deadbolt turn. When the door finally opened, he knew he was standing face to face with a man who was about to change his entire life. Logan didn't know what was different about Tate, but as he stood a few feet away, he recognized a change. Maybe it was the direct way Tate was looking him in the eye instead of making an excuse to turn from him, or maybe it was the fact that he wasn't scowling. Moving back so the door was wide open, Logan gestured for Tate to come inside. As Tate went to move by him, Logan reached out and touched the arm of his leather jacket. Tate stopped and looked down at the hand on his arm before raising his gaze to meet Logan's. And that, right there, was the difference. The heat. Tate focused on his lips, and Logan swore his mouth became dry in an instant from the scorching once-over Tate gave him. Clearing his throat, Logan let go of his arm.
So, you found the place okay?
he asked as casually as he could.
Tate continued moving down the hall and into the living area, where Logan had a large flat screen mounted on the wall above a marble fireplace. He stopped, looked around the space, and then glanced back over his shoulder to where Logan had moved to lean up against the wall.
Yeah, it wasn't hard at all.
Don't make a joke, Logan told himself. He really wanted this to go the right way. He wasn't sure what to expect, and he had no clue what Tate had finally decided, so, until it was obvious one way or the other, Logan was going to play it cool and try not to be the pushy asshole he'd been accused of. Well, that was the plan until Tate bent down to place his helmet on the floor, and his jeans stretched across his ass. Logan let his gaze wander down below the black leather of Tate's jacket, and he imagined sliding his hands into the snug pockets and cupping his...
You looking at my ass?
Tate stood and turned around. Logan raised a brow and freely admitted.
Yep.
And?
Pushing off the wall, Logan crossed his arms over his chest, figuring now was the time to get everything out in the open.
From the first time we met, I thought it was fucking impressive. Nothing has changed.
Tate wasn't sure if the comment should upset or disturb him, but as he looked at the man staring him down, he decided that it was neither. In fact, it had the opposite effect. It made his temperature spike. Logan looked good as he stood across the room from him with his arms crossed.
He definitely has a different build than me.
Tate took a moment to really study the man without the fear of anyone catching him. He was dressed as casually as Tate had ever seen him. Barefoot, Logan had on some loose, gray track pants and a black t-shirt that seemed molded to all his muscles. And the guy had some serious muscles under those suits.
He definitely works out to get those.
Tate acknowledged Logan's shoulders and incredibly built biceps, and he had to admit, they were fucking awe-inspiring, not to mention sexy.
Wow. Who knew that would flip my switch?
Done looking?
Logan's voice questioned in a way that told Tate he was enjoying being the object under scrutiny. Tate didn't respond immediately. Instead, he took his time finishing his one-stop visual feast before finally shrugging and pushing his hands into his jacket pockets.
Yep.
That's it? No details?
Yeah. See how that feels.
Tate tilted his head to the couch.
Mind if I sit?
He watched Logan's eyes narrow as he shook his head. Moving around to the recliner, to the right of the love seat, Tate sat and crossed his legs at the ankles as Logan walked toward the opposite end of the double.
Would you like a drink?
The irony. You sure I shouldn't be in the kitchen mixing you one?
Logan pointed to where he was seated.
No, you stay right there. I'll serve you tonight.
The remark was meant innocently, probably for the first time in Logan's life. Tate, however, twisted it in his own mind as he began thinking of all the ways Logan might want to serve him. He felt the blood rushing down between his thighs, and his cock started to ache from the ideas now flashing through his head. Tate also discovered that the more he observed the muscles shifting across Logan's back, the more turned on he became. Logan looked back and caught him looking, and the cautious but interested expression on his face told Tate that Logan knew he was being watched.
You never said, drink?
Tate shook his head.
Just water, thanks.
Seriously?
Logan turned to fully face him from behind the kitchen counter. Tate ran a hand up and through his hair, and Logan's eyes shifted to the gesture.
I want a clear head.
Tate appreciated the fact that Logan didn't push the issue. When Logan was back in the living room, he made his way between the couch and the wooden coffee table until he was directly in front of Tate.
looking down with two drinks in his hands. Slowly, Logan leaned down toward him, and Tate thought for a full, overwhelming moment that he was going to hyperventilate. But at the last second, Logan's mouth tipped up into a grin. Tate focused in on that full bottom lip, fixating on it, as Logan placed his water on the table next to the couch. Thinking the man was about to move away, Tate reached out and snagged Logan's free arm.
Your eyes.
Yes? Tate tilted his head to the side.
They're so fucking blue.
Logan convinced himself that the way Tate was looking at him was due to nerves and curiosity. It wasn't because Tate was about to attack him.
The guy wants to talk, so move away from him and talk, Mitchell.
You should let go of my arm. He was pretty damn proud of his self-restraint, but apparently Tate had his own agenda.
Why?
Logan almost groaned. That seemed to be Tate's favorite question. Why? The big problem with that was everything Logan wanted to say back was 100% inappropriate and not where they were supposed to be going. Yet. Reminding himself that he could be an adult. Sometimes. Logan lifted his drink and took a sip.
Because you want to talk.
You can't talk with me touching you?
Tate released his arm. Taking a couple of steps back, Logan sat down in the far corner of the love seat and stared Tate down.
Not about anything that requires me to actually think.
He watched Tate's mouth open slightly as he wiped his palms on his jeans.
That was the plan, right? To talk about what happened the other night? Or have you changed your mind?
I haven't changed my mind.
Those five words pretty much guaranteed Logan's erection for the rest of the evening.
You haven't?
Logan tried for casual as he lifted his glass and sucked the alcohol back.